News Talk, 882 6PR. Todd Johnston.
6PR. Morris Mizalowski joins us now online. G'day, mate. How are you?
I'm excellent, Todd. How are you?
Yeah, a bit of a croaky throat, but other than that, the world is pretty marvellous. Now, you as a business futurist, as a strategist, as someone that examines options for the future, it's been a very busy time for you because of the, I guess, the recession, and people are coming to you sort of saying, Morris, what do I do? Buy, sell, what do I do? This situation that we are in, with your, with great respect, knowledge in certain areas, perhaps not directly aligned to the financial world, is it going to get easier or tougher for us? Because the IT world is still selling us technology, but some of us may not be able to buy it.
That's true. I mean, the IT world will continue to sell us technology. I think the short-term answer is it's not going to get much better for a little while. I think that we're going to see this year out pretty much the way we saw it come in. And that's perhaps not good news, but I always say that in Australia, we're better placed than anywhere else in the world. And I know that doesn't make it any easier to live day-to-day, but gee, I still think we are better off than we would have been in the States or in Europe or somewhere else.
Should we hold on to the technology that we've got, or should we endeavour to get out there and you know, buy products? Because correct me if I'm wrong, if we're buying IT, we're buying the little laptops and the phones and the bits and pieces, they're being made overseas. Doesn't that money dissipate?
It does, and they are always made overseas. Some of the technology is being originated in Australia, but not enough to make it warranted. The answer to me, Todd, is the same as it would be even in good times, and that's technology for technology's sake really isn't a good enough investment. You've got to need it. You know, if you need the new computer, if you need the new phone, or if there's something being invented that you don't have and it's going to make a difference to your life, go out and buy it if you can. But just for the sake of it, I don't think it's ever a good thing to do.
A lot of people do, though. A lot of people like to get the latest and the greatest and the reddest and the fastest and the smelliest and the bestest.
Yeah, I totally agree. I'm actually not one of those, strange enough. You know, my mobile phone's 3 years old. I love it. It does all the things I've had before. My computers I keep for 4 or 5 years. I tend to do little upgrades or buy a package or a program that might make it, you know, hum a bit better or do something a bit different. But I'm not one for great change. And yeah, lots of people do. But I always ask, what's the purpose? You know, are you going to hear a different conversation on your mobile phone or get something that you haven't got before?
Yeah, well, depends who's calling.
Well, this is true, but you would have heard the same thing on the old phone.
Yeah, that's quite true. 29 minutes away from 3 o'clock here on 6PR, we're speaking to Morris Mizalowski, who's a business futurist. And for those of you that want to go .com-ing, you can pick up with Morris on Morris Your Eye on the future.com. It's the longest address I think I've ever seen, and we've discussed that. Mate, you've been great through the summer season here on 6PR. I'm very grateful for your input. So during the footy season, we go mad. We listen to comments from sporting celebrities straight after the game with their mouth guards in. There'll be interesting interviews coming our way. And then hopefully, you know, next season we get the chance. What's the biggest difference, Morris, in your opinion, from an IT world or from a web world between now and the end of the footy season? What are the big advancements going to be?
I think one of the big advancements, and we're really seeing this only start in the last couple of months, is that things are getting faster again. Meaning that we're talking about the internet being in real time. Facebook, you know, that great social networking space, made a change 10 days ago where all of their Facebook updates are now happening instantly. Before, there was a 10-minute lag. So if you type something, you would have seen it, but the rest of the community might have taken up to 10 minutes to see it. It's now literally happening just as you finish pressing enter that the rest of the world will see. And that's in response to Twitter. We've spoken about that before. That's a 140-character, you know, thing that's taken off like wildfire. Because Twitter has become the big thing, and people, and we can debate good, bad, and different, but people now want to know instantly what you're doing. So the big difference between now and the end of the footy season is that online world will become absolutely immediate. Twitter will become mainstream. Everybody will, you know, not everybody, but most people will have Twitter, the same people have Facebook, and people will start to use it more and more on their mobile phone. And that's going to happen in the next 6 months.
Mate, there are positives and negatives for Twitter. I mean, isn't it an encroachment on privacy?
No more than email was, no more than Facebook was? The answer is yes, but as I always say, if you use it for niceness, no. But you've got to be careful that you're not writing stuff that you don't want other people to know.
Yes, but some people do not use things like that for good. They use them for evil.
And I totally agree. I totally agree. But there's not much we can do about those people. I mean, we can get them off our sites by not allowing them to be there. But we can't take them out of the general blogosphere. You know, it's just impossible, unfortunately, with the laws that we have now.
Well, speaking of laws throughout the World Wide Web, are they tight enough?
No. That's a simple answer.
How do you fix that?
You know, that's, yes, I think, going to be one of the issues that I'm not convinced we're going to be able to fix, strangely enough. The problem is that this thing, as we know, is universal. It's all over the world. Mm. And if you break a law in Australia, for instance, but your website originates overseas, then how do you go about remedying that using the law? It's a really difficult thing to do. There have been some cases that have been won in Australia. Kutnik, the mining magnate, was able to win a case, I think, a year or so ago because he could prove jurisdiction in Australia. But otherwise, it's really impossible. What we need is a universal law, and we don't have many of those around. And where would the jurisdiction be? With the United Nations? I don't think so.
That to me, is an issue that needs to be pondered, because I still know people that won't do online banking.
Absolutely. Yes, I do think that's just as safe as it's going to be. I personally don't have an issue with that. I've looked into it quite strongly. Now, unfortunately, you can walk into a bank and there can be somebody behind you that shouldn't be there with a gun, and that doesn't happen as extreme. But online banking is really safe now. The banks are needed, and if it's not, then they're willing to come to the party in most cases and remedy it. In other words, they'll give you money back or whatever if you can prove a falsehood.
Morris, do you ever get to Perth?
Very irregularly, unfortunately. I get to Perth talking to you, and I have clients in Perth, but I don't actually think we get there much.
Well, we need to sort of... it would be great, and here's something for you to ponder, because the budget for the big weekend is diddly squat. But there must be some opportunity for you to come to Perth after the footy season. Now, you've got 6 months to work on it.
I would love to do that.
Is there any seminar that you can hook in with? Can you get them to pay the junket across? You come and speak at the seminar, and then in the off chance that you've got 5 minutes to spare, we can hook you into 6PR Studios next year or later on this year.
I would love to do that, and we'll certainly work on it. I've got enough workshops and things that I put together. So let's see if we can run one of those into Perth.
Mate, you've been I've really enjoyed this, and we've been chatting for years.
This is our third season.
Isn't that great?
We're old mates.
You know where I found you, don't you?
Yes, I do. It was back in a Wealth Creator magazine.
Yeah, and it was one of those sort of coffee top magazines, and I flicked it through and I read your article and I thought, this bloke really knows what he's talking about, because you had the ability to bamboozle me initially but then explain it, and I thought, that's what we need, especially on radio. There are a lot of people listening that, you know, get a bit sort of bewildered and taken in by the jargon. You've got the ability to deliver the jargon but then explain it, and I'm very grateful for that.
Thank you.
We'll do it again if we get the chance to come back and play with the big weekend. Morris,
now, did I win the teddy bear picnic?
You were listening. You were listening. Don't mention the teddy bear.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The phone will start running hot. You dag. Thank you very much for your time, Morris.
It's been my absolute pleasure.
Let's do it again soon.
Look forward to
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Morris Mizalowski is your eye and my eye on the future. And now for the next 6 months, he's just going to probably barrack for his footy team and listen to tasteful comments, hopefully online, streaming on 6PR, because I think that's basically where he gets a lot of his information from. And at 23 minutes away from 3 o'clock, if you want to go dot-comming, don't forget Morris, your eye on the future. Great bloke. And look, Graham Mabry, if you are still listening, my friend, and you've given us the information on the Ding Dong Festival, Morris might be an interesting pickup, perchance, for discussions every now and then on Nightline, because we found some great people throughout the course of the big weekend. John Brody's another one from Vim Sustainability, and I do believe that their environmental issues are something that need to be discussed a little bit further. So, Graham, if you're listening, Morris is a good call.